You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Mark Kay from The Mark Kay Show. You hear me every day from 10 a.m. to noon on News 104.5 WOKV. First of all, thanks for listening to The Mark Kay Show podcast. Second, if you haven't yet, be sure to subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and Jacksonville's Morning News interviews. And don't forget to head to iTunes and Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
I've got to get Mark Kay more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Mark Kay.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
2 full hours of the Mark Kay Show starts right now.
Jalen Ramsey, he's got a bad attitude, and he doesn't want to be in Jacksonville. Get rid of him as soon as possible.
It's exactly because of prima donnas like Ramsey that people like me are no longer following the Jags in our own hometown.
Jalen Ramsey's under contract. Show him who's boss and set him on the bench and let him know the locker room needs to be clean.
Jalen Ramsey, yet another fine example of a spoiled adult getting to play a kid's game.
This is the Mark Kay Show. Speaking of spoiled adults playing kids' games, I'm Mark Kay. Thank you so much for joining us today, folks. We appreciate it. You know, the Jalen Ramsey news, it's big news. And I know everyone hates football and hates the Jaguars and blah, blah, bliggity, blah. But it's big news around here. I mean, this is, you know, in a season that already has seen its fair share of horrible things happening with, you know, Nick Foles going down and us losing two games right out of the gate. Now Jalen Ramsey demanding a trade. And I'll be honest with you. This is one of those issues where it's not that cut and dry. I definitely see people saying this guy wants $50 million to what? Bat balls out of people's hands. This guy's overpaid. He's a diva. He's got a horrible attitude. He's bringing down the whole locker room. This guy doesn't appreciate everything that he's been given. This guy doesn't have an appreciation for how cush his life is. He hates America. All these, I've heard all the arguments. But at the same time, I see the flip side. I mean, as a highly talented professional who is underpaid and often underappreciated by management, I definitely see his side in this. I mean, look, if somebody were going to pay me $50 million to go play somewhere else, I don't know. I mean, this is a nice studio and all, and I love the other Josh, but business is business. You know, everybody wants more money. Everybody wants respect. Everybody wants their talents to be utilized, right? I mean, as a talent, not to humble brag, but as a talent myself, I do see a lot of correlations with these football players. And if you are the best in your marketplace, if you are the best in your arena, shouldn't you also be paid and respected as the best player despite your horrible attitude? 8-5, at least that's what I tell my bosses all the time. I'm like, let's leave my horrible attitude aside. Pay me. 855-765-1045. I know we got a bunch of phone calls. We have a ton more open mics on the Jalen Ramsey situation. But we also have an expert on our payroll. So we called him up from Action's News Jax Sports. So what is it? Action Sports Jax? What do you call yourself these days, Brent?
Come on, help our branding out, man. It's all about brand these days. Just ask Jalen Ramsey. I mean, you just compared yourself to Jalen Ramsey.
I did. So basically, I'm self-centered is what I'm saying, and I have no idea. No, and you're also on ESPN. What's your show on ESPN at 3 o'clock?
Action Sports Jax on ESPN 690.
See, I got it right. Action Sports Jax.
You got it right.
And first of all, how was your golf tournament? Oh, it's Brent Martin now, by the way. Yay. How was your golf tournament yesterday? I saw all the photos and all the Instagrams from all the people who were actually invited to it.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. 10th year of it, and now going over $100,000 raised for local charities. It was a grassroots effort. So we had a great time, great day. Southampton was awesome, and the people are so good. They've been really kind to all of us that put it together. So it's fun, man. Appreciate you asking, and hopefully we keep doing it.
Yeah, no problem. How did you do? Did you win? Because you're not supposed to win your own tournament. That's what I learned.
No.
First time I hosted a poker tournament.
I've never taken a swing, really, in the golf tournament. That counts. There's just too much work going on. So I let everybody else play. It's easier that way.
Oh, good. That's one way to do it, too. All right, Brent. So yesterday you're out and you're golfing and you're raising money for charity and you're doing all these great things. And then the news lands late in the day. Probably you may have actually been. Were you guys live when this news came in?
That was about 6:05. I was actually going live. We were live on TV
right.
at 7 o'clock for our Jags Report live show on CBS 47, but we had just gotten off the air. Now, we had spent most of the show, if you want to check it out, talking about Ramsey and, yeah. and the incident with Marone, but then this dropped like right around 6:05, I think it was. So,
all right.
Not on our show, but we'll be talking about it today.
Yeah, no, I bet. All right, so it's 10 o'clock. I mean, I guarantee you, I mean, the phones have got to be ringing all over the NFL this morning because, I mean, it happened yesterday pretty much after close of business. But today, is today the day we're going to see a deal, or is it going to take longer, or are they going to bench him, or do we not even know?
Yeah, I don't think you'll see a deal. This is going to be a complex issue. I should say, I don't think you'll see a deal like this week or anything imminent. This is going to be complex because the Jaguars aren't going to get what they want in return if they want to get rid of them
okay.
right away. So there's not people throwing around a couple of first-round draft picks and a second-round pick like the Houston Texans did for Laremy Tunsil.
Right.
Jalen Ramsey's a better player than Laremy Tunsil, who the Houston Texans just traded for with Miami, but he doesn't – in a position, and that was a crazy kind of deal for Houston to do. Like, that didn't even make sense. So,
right.
I don't think they'll get that kind of return, and therefore, I think the Jaguars are really have to wrestle with how much can they get if they're going to do this, and how much can they put up with Jalen, because they have maybe the best football player that they've ever had in franchise history. I mean, you can argue it. You could start arguing it. He'll have to do more things in terms of accolades and play a lot longer, and now who knows if that will even happen. But from a defensive standpoint, you could say right now he might be the best player in franchise history.
Wow. So, I mean,
they have to figure out how much do they want to deal with, and then how much are they going to get in return to give away maybe the best player or one of the best players in franchise history as this thing projects.
All right. So what about now? I've heard a lot of people say this is, is there any way that he stays? He's got to go, right?
Well, I think there's the people aren't talking about one thing here when it comes to staying. First of all, a lot of players do get what they want out of these things. You know, when they want to go, they can pretty much force their way out one way or another. Now
right.
it's just a matter of timing.
Sure.
We've seen it happen. We saw it with Minka Fitzpatrick down in Miami yesterday. He got traded to Pittsburgh. We've seen it with Antonio Brown now a couple of times in the last year. So it can happen. It likely will happen. But you remember now, this regime is pretty much on the hot seat. So a scenario where Jalen Ramsey stays is they get fired at some point during this year or even after this year, and he's still on the roster, and then he likes whoever's coming in. And so then it could kind of change the whole scenario that way, and the Jaguars decide to pay him and give him an extension. I got to keep reminding people that he is under contract with the Jags through this year.
Right.
He has a fifth-year option that the team has picked up next year, so there's control in 2020. And then after that, they can franchise tag him for the next 2 years, which means that's 2021 and 2022. Jalen Ramsey has some power because if he's an unhappy player, teams don't want unhappy players around
right.
their building.
Right.
But at the same time, he really doesn't have a ton of power in this if the Jags want to hold his rights and keep him on their football team.
So he could, because somebody, we got an open mic message about that, and some guy said, hey, teach him a lesson. Just sit his ass on the bench for the next 2 years. He's not going to play. He's not going to make any plays. He's not going to make any bonuses. I mean, they could potentially just do that, say, right? We have you under contract. We're not going to let you play. You can sulk all you want. And, yeah, you know, nobody's going to want you after 2 years.
They can do that, but would you do that? And you'd still have to eat up that kind of salary cap. And in the salary cap industry, that's an important thing. You want the guy playing. You know, you just don't want that around your building. And that's what usually gives in. But you've got to get something in return if you're going to get rid of this guy.
So is he going to play on Thursday?
I think he does. I might be in the minority here. And we're going to talk to the Jags today, and we'll get a better feel down in the building. I think he does play. The guy likes to play football, and he plays hard. I mean, and he plays well. I mean, I am so conflicted on this front because it's really what I love about sports in terms of watching great players play. I really respect the heck out of football players because I think it's such a violent game.
Yeah.
And I know I couldn't do it. And then it's almost like what you hate about sports, too, because this is the ultimate. It's supposed to be the ultimate team game. Well, this is the ultimate show of selfishness.
Yeah.
And it's nothing to do with team. And the guy bumped his coach on the sideline.
Yeah.
And made an outburst that is not becoming of a professional athlete.
All right.
It's kind of this mix, you know, and you got to be you got to come down on one side or the other, and I think the Jags are wrestling with that in their building today.
Brent Moore now from Action Sports Jax, 3 o'clock on ESPN 690. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And, of course, you can always see him on Action News Jax. Brent, thanks so much, man. This was really insightful. I appreciate it.
All right, guys. We appreciate it. Thanks.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon. Hey, listen, whichever, and I know people on Facebook are already like, oh, sports again. But look, this is a big deal for the city of Jacksonville. And it speaks to a deeper issue. Do you reward a guy with a horrible attitude, or do you cut him loose and let him go poison someone else's household? 855-765-1045. I'm with him, though. I told my wife yesterday, I go, he's going to play on Thursday. And she told me, uh-uh, there's no way. But, I mean, look, they still got to win. Everybody's still got to win football games. 855-765-1045. Quick break. We got a bunch of your phone calls. More of your open mic messages coming up. This is the Marque Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
Oh, here, baby James. Here's your passy.
I think he meant baby Jalen. Maybe, unless he's just talking to his kid. Oh, you never can tell. And with these open mic messages, 855-765-1045. We are going to get to Trump in New Mexico, of course. And then there's this other crazy story about these cheerleaders who supported Trump and got put on probation. And Tommy Lahren will be joining us later today. Tommy Lahren has a lot going on in her life. She has a new sportswear line. Her husband, or fiance rather, is running for office in California. We're going to talk to her about Donald Trump potentially twisting or flipping California and New Mexico and other states red from blue. That's one of the things that his campaign is trying to do. And that's all coming up about an hour from right now. First, though, we got a bunch of people on the line that want to talk about this Jalen Ramsey situation. Should the Jags just cut him loose and let him go, or should they keep him around? You know, say, hey, no, we got you under contract. You're ours and you're not going anywhere. And, you know, should he even play on Thursday after disrespecting the coach? 855-765-1045. Travis in Jacksonville. How are you, Travis? Thanks for calling the Marque Show.
I'm doing great, Mark. I have an answer to everything.
Oh, you have an answer to everything? Thank God.
Everybody needs kiss and make up. Jalen needs to apologize for his behavior on the sidelines, but management needs to go to him and say, we made a mistake. He immediately pointed down to the ground and said the ball hit the ground. The next replay showed it. So if they were thinking, if there's another defensive back, we would have thrown the red flag and challenged it. Oh, there's Jalen running his mouth again. No, I can see why he's mad. He is a premier player. He made a good decision. They didn't listen to him. That could have changed the game around. They should have challenged that play. They need to go to him, defuse it, and say, Jalen, we made a mistake. You know what that would mean to his heart? I think it would. Everybody needs to kiss and make up, Mark.
Okay, all right. So you think that a bunch of apologies are just going to fix the entire situation?
I think he needs to be told you cannot act like that in the future. Yeah, we're going to say we made a mistake, but if we make another mistake, you can't behave like that. And I think he would nod his head and say, fair enough.
All right. That's interesting. I mean, look, he apparently, and I haven't verified this, but he went on Instagram and he deleted every single photo of himself in a Jaguars jersey at the Jaguars stadium playing any Jaguar. Apparently there's no, he scrubbed his Instagram clean of any photos of him in a Jaguars uniform. So we're not, I mean, again, that doesn't bode well for this Thursday as to whether or not he's going to play. And what also, by the way, I'd like to point out is a premier game, because it is Thursday night and we never, ever, ever get night games here. 855, I mean, they go to winning teams. 855-765-1045. Again, yeah, there's two sides to every issue. I see a lot of people saying, hey, fire the coach. A lot of people saying, hey, fire them all. A lot of people saying, hey, pay the man what he's worth and stop disrespecting him. But, you know, it's a slippery slope. If you let one player get away with it, then all of a sudden the inmates are running the asylum. Then all of a sudden every player is like, oh, yeah, well, I want more money and I'm going to argue with the coach and I'm going to tell you, you know, I'm going to demand a trade just so you give me more cash. And pretty soon we're all, you know, we're potentially creating this atmosphere in the NFL with players like Antonio Brown, who just go into work and act horrible and throw temper tantrums and talk to the press and you know, just are tweeting this and recording videos of conversations they're having with their coaches and putting them on YouTube without their knowledge. Maybe we're breeding this kind of horrible atmosphere where players act like this instead of, yeah, and look, they say, hey, it's a business. Well, you know, treat it like a business. I don't know a lot of businesses where you can go in there, shove your boss around and not, and, you know, and get a promotion as a result. 855 855-765-1045 is the number, 855-765-1045. I did see a lot of people yesterday who apparently had just ordered Jalen Ramsey jerseys and had them delivered. In fact, there was one woman who basically was so excited about her Thursday night game, she spent $100 on her jersey. It was dumped by Amazon on her front porch yesterday, and she took a photo of it. Then, of course, you know, just moments before we got this news that, you know, she may want to hang on to the receipt. 855-765-1045 is our number. You can also dial **1045, or if you don't want to me talking back to you, just leave us an open mic message. You can record whatever you want for 30 seconds, send it right here to the studio, we'll put it on the air, and you know, the floor is yours. 855-765-1045. Quick break. More of the Markay Show coming up on News 104.5 WOKV.
I've got to get Markay more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Markay.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
This is the Markay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
He is right to be upset because Maroney Baloney should have called a flag on that play and challenged it. Because it hit the ground first.
That guy was very, he's talking about the ball, by the way. The ball that was thrown and it hit the ground, and Jalen Ramsey said, throw the flag, and Marone didn't. And then there was an argument, and they were pushing and shoving and yelling. And I'll be honest with you, football is unlike any other business. Because, sure, I've been mad at my boss, and I think he makes horrible calls every day. But I don't go over and push him. I just, you know, leave. I'm just like, okay, hey, it's your radio station. I just work here. And I walk out the door, and then I go and get some food. Speaking of food, I'm starving. If anyone has any tacos on them, we'll trade tacos for Markay Show swag. 855-765-1045. And speaking of trading shirts, Scott from Neptune Beach has a great idea regarding this Jalen Ramsey demand of a trade from Jacksonville to anywhere else.
I'm on the radio right now.
Yeah, Scott, and you are. You're on the radio right now.
Yeah, but I'm trying to get through a guard gate here. Sorry, yeah.
Oh, that's all right. Do you mean to talk to
him? We set up a buyback program for anything and everything Jalen Ramsey. He's toxic. Everything about the game this Thursday night is focused around this Jalen Ramsey situation. Right, wrong, or indifferent. It's just toxic for the team. The city has supported him. They've taken him and just raised him up and put him on a pedestal. Kids have spent money on his jersey to help support him as a player. He's a fantastic football player with a sour attitude. And I'd like to propose a buyback program.
A buyback program?
Thursday night at the stadium. Anything and everything labeled Jalen Ramsey with his number on it is a buyback program.
That's it. That's kind of like how Beto O'Rourke wants to get the guns off the streets. He wants people to buy them back or just cut them up. You feel like we should do the same thing?
That's a similar scenario.
Yeah.
Although a little bit more extreme, this is just a way to send a signal. Get him gone. Go. Get out of here.
Get him gone.
I
want
to be here. Go.
I mean, like, and that's again where I'm torn. Like, for example, because I've worked in, and I often take radio and the entertainment industry very similar. There's a lot of correlations between this and professional sports because, look, we're both here for entertainment. We both have, both sports and entertainment have a lot of egomaniacs that, you know, think they're way more valuable than they are. And in the end, there's a lot of people that will say, hey, I'm going to leave. And, you know, there's a revolving door of talent. And a lot of times I've worked with people that weren't happy and they said, I want to get out of here. And I was like, all right, goodbye. And everything's been hunky dory. You know, we've been able to get along and survive and thrive and find success without those people. And I don't know if, you know, I mean, no one is irreplaceable. That's really the big question. But at the same time, if you have somebody who's talented, if you have somebody who works hard, if you have somebody who does a really good job, you know, when they're on the field or when they're at work, does it matter that they're basically a D-bag when they're, you know, when they're not doing their job? I mean, how much does that personal attitude really, come into play when you're talking about something that could be super lucrative? Because if you're given a job to do, and think about your work, think about where you work. I work here. You work wherever you work. Jalen Ramsey works on a football field. Your job is to win. Your job is not to be a nice person. Your job is not to have a big attitude. And sometimes it's easier to win if you have a big attitude or if you are overly self-confident or if you do have a big personality. And sometimes, you know, the people that are quiet and don't have that passion, they don't do as well. So it's a slippery slope. Slippery slope. Again, I see both sides of it. Hey, Jim, who's en route to Daytona Beach. How you doing, Jim?
Hey, Mark. First of all, let's be real. Tom Coughlin is a real coach of that team. And based on his past history, he's not going to put up with this nonsense. But I do want to ask the Jaguars one favor. Please trade Jalen Ramsey to the Oakland Raiders because we sure could use him.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much, Jim. We appreciate that. Let's see who we have here. We'll get to him in a minute. 855-765-1045 is the number. Now, a lot of people are headed out to the game this Thursday. This is a big Thursday night game. And in the city of Jacksonville, you know, that you don't get those night games a lot. The weather's going to be nice. You're not going to die of heat stroke like you did at the last game. It's going to be very crowded. We've got a division rival coming into town. We have a second string quarterback and we may not have our star player. Only time will tell. Vance from Ortega. How you doing, Vance? Thanks for calling the Marquez Show.
Pretty good. You was talking about these guys being replaced. A guy told me years ago, if you think you're irreplaceable, stick your hand in a bucket of water, then pull it out and notice the hole you left. Okay. You go along with that?
Yeah, no, it took me a minute. I got it because you stick your, because the water just, I got it. I see what you're saying there. That makes sense. 855-765-1045. Josh, do me a favor. Go give me a bucket of water just so we can test that. Just so we can test that theory. 855-765-1045. What to do? Pardon me. What to do with Jalen Ramsey? Is it time to get him out of here?
Jalen Ramsey, he's got a bad attitude, and he doesn't want to be in Jacksonville. Get rid of him as soon as possible.
And then we had this one.
It's exactly because of prima donnas like Ramsey that people like me are no longer following the Jags in our own hometown.
Yeah.
Jalen Ramsey, yet another fine example of a spoiled adult getting to play a kid's game.
See, this is why I prefer individual sports like golf. You know, nobody ever throws a temper tantrum and pushes their coach on golf or says, hey, trade me, because there's really no, you know, NASCAR. That's the other thing, too. You know, you ever say, hey, trade me, because it's just you in the car. 855-765-1045. Sean in Middleburg, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you for taking my call. But, hey, I was a little bit earlier, the guy was saying that everybody should just apologize to each other and get on with it. And I was thinking, well, there's precedence in this thing because Joe Biden apologized to Kornhoff, and he didn't fight stuff with that straight razor. Well,
that's true. we did talk about that just yesterday. Joe Biden apologized to Kornpop for calling him Esther Williams, and Kornpop closed up that straight razor and walked the other way. So maybe if the Jaguars organization apologizes to Jalen Ramsey, he'll pack up his straight razor and get back on the field and win some ball games. 855-765-1045. Nicholas in Jacksonville, how are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
What do you think about this whole thing, Nicholas?
I think the front office is a bunch of idiots, man. Doug and Doug need to go. Re-signing Bortles 2 years ago, that was a horrible idea. Haven't had a good draft pick in years.
Yeah.
All right. I think Tom Coughlin needs to get out of the skybox and come coach if he wants to be the coach.
All right, Nicholas. Good. So do you think they should let this guy play on Thursday?
Hell yeah, they should play if they want to win.
That's a good point, too. 855-765-1045. I guess that's what it all comes down to, isn't it? And, you know, if you win games, people forgive your bad behavior. If you lose games, they burn your jersey. 855-765-1045. Quick break. More of the Marquez Show coming up on News 104.5 WOKV.
As the starting quarterback, Jalen Ramsey has the right to challenge that call. Coach Maroney Baloney should have listened to his quarterback who was on the field and witnessed the play.
Is Maroney Baloney, is that like a new name? I hadn't heard that one until, but I guess now it's, now that, you know, he's part of the problem, it appears that Maroney Baloney is going to be his new Delta Tau Chi nickname.
Well, how about Jalen Ramsey, how about him catching the interception when it hits him right in the damn numbers?
Oh, I'm so glad he said numbers. I thought he was going to say something else.
Jalen Ramsey, don't let the team control where you go with the trade. Just play the rest of the season out and sign with the team you want to sign with next season.
Except we have him under contract for next season and potentially Logan. That's the thing. That's the tricky thing about contracts. Cause again, you know, we all have contracts here as well. And there's, you know, you sign it and then you got to realize, hey, for the next 2, 3, 5 years, that's where you are, like it or not. Hey, James from St. Augustine. What's up, James? How are you?
Fine. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Thanks so much for calling the Marque Show. What do you want to say about this Jalen Ramsey situation with the Jaguars?
Well, I think anybody that any player that drives up in a Brinks truck prior to the season starting and draws attention to himself like that is trying to pick a fight already before the season starts and has not got the team in on his mind. He's got himself on his mind to start with. So yeah. I think he's toast.
You think he's going to be gone? The Brinks truck thing, for those of you that don't know what happened was, he wanted more money. He wanted a new contract this year. So when training camp started, he rented out a Brinks truck and he showed up in the Brinks truck at practice and the media was all there. And what happened was these security guards got out and they opened up the back door of the Brinks truck and Jalen Ramsey came out. And he was basically, I mean, the metaphor there is, I am so valuable that I need to be hauled around in an armored car because some kind of, you know, bad actor would steal me. That's how valuable I am. Like I'm bars of gold or some kind of artwork. And at the time when he did it, I thought to him, I thought to myself, oh my God, that's totally how I'm coming to my next contract negotiation. Where can I rent a Brinks truck? But now that I see what's happening, it may not have been the best idea in the end. It may not have the outcome that he wanted. He may not get the money here in Jacksonville that he wanted. He may not get it elsewhere. He may just be sitting on the bench. And that's the other thing, too. Do you punish the bad behavior? Do you say, okay, look, you're not going anywhere and you're not playing? You can sit in the locker room, you can sit on the bench, you can sit at home for all we care, but you're under contract, and you do what we say until that contract expires. Do you take away the one thing that he supposedly loves more than anything else, which is football, which is what we do with our kids? You know, if my kids ever act up or if they're ever, you know, have discipline problems, we just take away their iPad. Because iPad is to them what money is to Jalen Ramsey or football is to Jalen Ramsey. So you take away the one thing they supposedly love the most. And then maybe they behave a little bit better. I don't know what the answer is to this whole thing. And again, being in the position that I'm in, I am truly torn. But Jalen Ramsey, he wants to take a page out of Donald Trump's book. He's got an unfair deal. We're treated very unfairly. Jalen Ramsey believes that he's the United States of America, and he thinks that the Jaguars organization is China. And right now, he wants to be Donald Trump. And he's putting tariffs on the Jaguars. He's like, you got to trade me. I want a trade deal now. We got to make a trade deal now or else. And that's what he wants to do. He wants to renegotiate the bad deal, which really we could probably blame Donald Trump for all of this because Donald Trump's been doing it so successfully for the past 2 years. Donald Trump has renegotiated deals with Mexico and with Canada. Donald Trump has renegotiated deals with Germany. He pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal, which seems like right now it may be the best thing ever because they're attacking Saudi Arabia with drones. Imagine what would happen if they had nuclear weapons. Donald Trump is renegotiating deals with China. You know, he's put the pressure on China. It seems like this kind of great example that the president has put forward is now bleeding over into the football industry, and now everybody wants a great deal. Everybody's looking at their deal going, it's unfair. It's time to renegotiate. 855-765-1045. Danny in St. Mary's, Georgia. Danny, thanks so much for calling the Marque Show. How's it going?
Man, I'm doing great. Living the dream, brother.
Oh, good. Me too, man. Me too. What'd you want to say today, sir?
Well, I don't really know what this guy, Jalen Ramsey's contract says, but I do know that in a lot of the professional football leagues, if you are put on the practice squad, you don't get your normal game check. The only way you get your game check is if you are on the 52-man active roster on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
If you're not on that active roster, you get a much reduced check. Now, unless his salary was some kind of guaranteed thing, I know that if you put him on the physically unable to perform or the injured reserve,
yeah,
then they don't get that penalty. But if you put him on the practice squad,
right,
that may be a way to really get this guy's attention that, hey, buddy, you're not in charge. We are.
That's a great point. I'll be honest with you. I think he has a guaranteed salary. And look, I'm pretty sure, I mean, I don't know anything about his agent, but I would think any agent would have some kind of guarantee in there that you're not going to be placed on the practice. I mean, you're a starter, and that's it. Even Nick Foles, I mean, because he got injured playing. He's getting all his money. Man, think about this. You've got Nick Foles making $88 million and not playing. Now you potentially could have Jalen Ramsey making his $15 million this year or whatever it is and not playing. I mean, where are these people? How do these people get these jobs where they get paid to not work? It's like when Conan O'Brien got fired from NBC. He was going to go someplace else. They paid him $60 million to not work for a year. I get paid way less than that, and I'm forced to be here. Sometimes for 6-7 hours at a time if there's a fake hurricane. 855-765-1045. I went in there and I demanded more money, and you know what they did? They said, you know what? We're going to just give away all this money. We're not going to pay you more. We're going to give the money we were going to pay you away to other people. Which, you know, I mean, whatever. You take what you can get. If you want to win my cash, by the way, you can go to WOKV.com or download our mobile app. Give us some information. And then starting on September the 26th, you are going to start winning $500 a day, hopefully, if you're listening and you enter and you win. Go to WOKV.com right now. Click on my big fat face and enter to win Mark K's cash. This is the Mark K Show. We got to take a quick break. Coming up next hour, we're going to talk Trump. We're going to talk New Mexico. We're going to talk the New York Times and Kavanaugh. And we're going to talk to Tommy Lahren. So we got a lot going on. Stay tuned to News 104.5 WOKV.
I've got to get Mark K more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Mark K.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
This is the Mark K Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
Donald Trump, the Kavanaugh remix. You don't even want to know what just happened here in the studio. I literally went to hit a button. My computer rebooted over here, so then I went over to this computer.
They're calling ology.
And now this
They're
is
calling
happening.
Ology.
What is going
They're
on?
Calling
when, did
ology.
When did the Democrats take charge of our entire radio station? This is really 855-765-1045. So we apparently have no audio of Donald Trump now, and that's not remixed or looped ridiculously. Hang on, let me try something here. File. This is one of those things. That's the problem with live radio, is when something goes wrong, you can't edit it out. You just got to kind of roll with it. And we have a lot of those instances where you're like, man, I wish we could edit that out. All right. So we were going to move on from Jalen Ramsey, but now we have no choice. Joe on I-95. How you doing, Joe? Thanks so much for calling the Mark K Show.
Good. Thank you. One last thing on the Jalen Ramsey thing. Two things. Number one, there's value for Jalen Ramsey while he's still under contract to be traded because he is a great athlete and a star performer at his position.
Right.
So you should always get value when you can. That's number one. Number two is, he's a disruptive force on a mediocre to losing team. And that type of behavior and work ethic would never work on a team like the Patriots. So it gives him leverage in negotiation. I think they need to move on from him, and they need to get value from somebody who's willing to rent Jalen Ramsey for a year and then let them deal with him in a negotiation.
Here's an interesting question, because you make a great point. When you look at some of these other teams that, you know, win all the time, what is it that's different between our team and, like, say, the Patriots that win all the time? Is it just the – why do the players behave? Why is it that they don't – why is it that you never see any kind of attitude problems coming out of organizations like that that have all the big trophies?
Because they win.
Oh, was that what? Okay, perfect. All right, that's a great point.
Hey,
winning solves everything, doesn't it? It's amazing. It happens here. It happens, you know, when you're winning. You can get away with whatever you want. Everybody's happy. If you're losing, fingers are being pointed. Tantrums are being tempered. Yeah, it's just a big mess. 855-765-1045. All right, let's see if this works. Donald Trump was in New Mexico yesterday. He was holding a rally because Donald Trump wants to win New Mexico. Donald Trump wants to, here's the thing. Donald Trump doesn't just want to win the presidency again, because he did that once already. And that's fine. You want to win re-election. You want to have your second term. That's great. Donald Trump is all about that. And the Republicans want Donald Trump to win. All of his voters are coming out in droves already to show support to get the president back in office for 4 more years. That's like a big deal, man. That's something that everybody wants and that this country needs. But Donald Trump doesn't just want to get the states that he had before. He wants to get even newer states. He wants to get not just the Michigan and the Wisconsin and the Pennsylvania, not just the states he said we're going to go to Hillary Clinton that he turned red, but he wants to, he's now looking at the Electoral College. You know, he's going to 270 to win, and he's saying, okay, we got those states. What states are still blue that shouldn't be? What states are still blue that no Republican has ever gone into and said, I can make those red? And one of them is California, which we announced last week. He created a victory team for California, something very few Republicans do, if any. Is go in there, especially as presidential candidates. Most Republicans will not put any time, effort, or resources into the state of California. And as a result, two things happen. Number one, they never win California. And number two, California becomes, well, what it is, which we've all seen the photos. We've all heard the stories. We all know what's going on with the feces in the streets and the drugs and the homeless problems. We all know what's going on with the taxes. We all know what's going on with these Californians who are fleeing to Texas by the boatload. And now, and this is how dumb these people are. They leave California because they hate what it's become. They go to Texas and then they try to just elect the same people that turned California into this terrible place that they wanted to flee. Where are they going to go next? There's few, Alaska. There's few states left that are as big that will accept them. So anyway, Donald Trump goes in there and he's like, let's turn California blue. Also, New Mexico. New Mexico. New Mexico is first of all, Mexico is in the name of the state. So already you think there's no way Donald Trump could win it. Mexico borders the actual Mexico. New Mexico borders the actual Mexico. There's a ton of immigrants. There's a ton of Latinos. They're going to be building a wall there. And so for Donald Trump to go in and say, we're going to turn New Mexico red, I mean, that is not just a daunting task, but it is a big ask of his campaign. But Donald Trump is the guy that kind of is in to big asks. And he's, I said asks, not big, thank you. You know, you giggle sometimes in the background like my kids do. But he's going into New Mexico, and he kicked off this whole campaign with a massive rally last night.
We will campaign for every vote, and we will win the great state of New Mexico in 2020.
Yeah, they will campaign for every vote. See, that's a difference, too, though, I'd like to point out. Donald Trump says he's going to campaign for every vote and win. Whereas, you know, Democrats just go in and say, we are going to get every vote. And if we don't, we're going to find boxes full of votes until we continue to win. We're not going to campaign for every vote. We're going to go to the recent death records, accumulate Social Security numbers, and then we're going to have those dead people vote for us until we win. Or they say, you know, we're going to get illegal immigrants to the polls. We're going to have them vote. And then later on after the election, you'll realize that they didn't have the right to vote in the first place.
The far left's campaign of destruction. You must vote Republican, and you're going to get the chance very soon.
Yeah, very, very soon you'll have that chance. 855-765-1045. But look, Donald Trump is, I mean, he's in full campaign mode now. And he knows that 2020, while the Democrats are out there bickering over which one of them is the best socialist out there for the job, well, the Democrats are out there bickering over, you know, whether people want free health care, free college, or just free money. You know, when the Democrats are out there saying, hey, how many things can we take away from people? How many rights do we need to strip away so that we can get enough votes from the far left side of our base? We're going to take away their guns. Let's do that. You know, hell yes, we're coming for your guns. Hell yes, we're going to be excited about it, too. Also, we're going to take your money. That tax cut you got, we're getting rid of that. That's going away. That's going bye-bye, too. Your health insurance, boom, it's gone. We're going to control your health insurance. They're just taking and taking and taking and taking, and they're fighting over who can take the most. And that's another reason why it's crucial that Donald Trump says we win in 2020.
Right now, it's like a great tree or a great plant. You plant it, and it has to take hold. We have to win 2020. We're doing so well. We have to win 2020.
So it's a great big tree. You plant it, it's doing well, and now you got to keep feeding it, you got to keep watering it, you got to keep going. We're starting to make America great. We are building the wall. In fact, he mentioned that because he's literally right there, miles from where the wall is being built.
We'll have almost 500 miles of wall built by the end of next year, and it's making a big difference.
Yeah. And he knows also that his audience is all about their guns and their rights and their right to bear arms and protect themselves and their family.
Left-wing Democrats want to confiscate your guns and eliminate your God-given right to self-defense.
Yeah. And they do that because they know that's the only way that they can control the population.
They use Democrat prosecutors and phony congressional committees whenever they can. They'll do whatever they can to demean you, to libel you.
To demean you, to do whatever they can. I mean, and this whole Kavanaugh thing is something that we've seen as well. And they're using the media. You know, don't forget about the media. So Donald Trump in full campaign mode. Not just going back to Florida, not just going back to Ohio, not just going to North Carolina to help control congressional elections there. But he is now attacking the Democrats where they live. He's attacking them in New Mexico. He's attacking them in California. I guarantee he'll probably go and attack them in New York, because outside of Manhattan, when you go upstate, there's a ton of support for the president of the United States. 855-765-1045. And speaking of New York, we have to mention the New York Times, too. I'll tell you what happened this morning when I went out to go buy a copy of the New York Times. Quick break. More of the Markay Show coming up on News 104.5 WOKV. This is the Markay Show. My name is Markay. Thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. 855-765-1045. We are starting to give away. We were just, in fact, if you were watching on the stream, we had Abby, who was one of our video people, come in here because we're shooting some video for Markay's Cash, which we start giving away on September the 26th. And there was a question on our Facebook page, which is totally legit. They said, it's $500 cash starting September the 26th. We call out your name. You have 10 minutes to call us back. If you call us back in the allotted time frame, then you win $500. And then Billiam on Facebook said, wait, is that Canadian dollars or American dollars? Legitimate question. It's American dollars. So it's really, it's way more valuable than any of that Canadian stuff, eh? 855-765-1045. So Donald Trump is in New Mexico yesterday, and he is in full campaign mode. And he didn't mention corn pop, which we thought he might do, but he did mention Justice Kavanaugh and the New York Times and his war on the New York Times.
Did you see the New York Times? Did you see what they're doing? Did you see what Democrats? They're calling for his resignation. They're calling for his impeachment.
Yeah. And basically what Donald Trump did was attack the New York Times once again for being, well, whatever else, fake news. And the interesting thing about this is Donald Trump's not the only one. In fact, the New York Times is almost attacking itself, walking back the story, realizing that they didn't really have all the information that they thought, realizing that their editor made some glaring, they didn't include information that they should have in their original story, which when it came back to be reported, just made them look awful and terrible and horrible. And the story itself just seems to not even hold any water because the alleged victim has no recollection of this incident ever happening. And Donald Trump, of course, having a rally last night in New Mexico, took every opportunity to point that out.
And the woman involved said she didn't know anything. She doesn't, but they still. So the New York Times had to put out a major apology.
Major apology. Had to delete their tweet where they said, it seems like, yeah, we know that it sounds like having somebody's penis stuck in your face is just harmless fun. That nobody liked that quote at all. And the New York Times, in reporting this story, which doesn't seem, even the Washington Post came out and said, we knew about this story, but we chose not to run with it because there was no credible evidence to back it all up. But the New York Times, supposedly the glimmering beacon of journalistic integrity, they said, well, that's not going to stop us. We want the publicity. We want the clicks. We want people going out and buying our papers. Now, speaking of which, I had this great idea today where we were going to get a bunch of copies of the New York Times. And we were going to come up with alternative uses for them. For example, Hannah told me that she was very handy and crafty and could turn them into, those disposable toilet seat covers that they have, that you have in the toilet. We were going to do that. Maybe make some other crafts. Maybe use it as a mat for like a welcome mat. You can wipe your feet on it, wrap some fish in it, whatever it is, come up with some really creative uses for the New York Times, seeing as how you can't really use it for news anymore. The last thing you want to do is read the New York Times to be informed of what's going on in the world. So I went out on my way to work. I stopped and got coffee, and I went to the place where they usually sell newspapers, and where I usually see the New York Times. And I said, hey, where's the New York Times? And they said, oh, we don't carry that anymore. And I said, well, why not? They said, nobody bought it. So I would go into this place every day for coffee, and there would be stacks of New York Times, and I would flip through them, and I would look at the titles, and I'd be like, oh, here's the headline. Do I believe this? Do I believe that? While I was waiting for my coffee. And all of a sudden, when I actually want to go buy one, I walk in there. I go, hey, where are all the newspapers? I go, we don't carry anymore. People, you know what they would do? They would just come in here. They would read the headlines. They would never buy it. And I go, well, I was one of those people, but today I was actually in the market. So I drove around to three different places. I was able to get two copies of the New York Times. So we'll maybe tomorrow, what we'll do is we'll come up with some craft ideas. If you have a good idea as to what the New York Times could be used for now that you can no longer use it for news, if you have any idea what we could use. I mean, it's not, there's a lot of paper in here. It's a shame to waste it. So since it's not good for learning about, you know, current events and what's going on in the world, since you can't use it for that anymore, what is it good for? You know, maybe we'll, if you have any ideas, give us a buzz, 855-765-1045, or you could also leave us an open mic message. This is Michael from Bay Meadows. Michael, hi, thanks so much for calling the Mark Kay Show. How you doing?
Hey, Mark, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Doing good, man. What'd you want to say today, Michael?
What I wanted to comment on is about Donald Trump campaigning in the areas that they don't expect him to win.
Yeah.
What will happen is it's going to cut down on the amount of votes that go the other way in those areas, even if by chance he doesn't win those areas, i.e. California. Even after he won the Electoral College, California continued to vote, naturally, and that's when they said, oh, Hillary got more votes than he got. Well, if you campaign in those areas, that can kind of cut down on the amount of votes that are going to go the other way. But I did want to get my prediction on recording so that when it happens, everybody will know that Michael J. Stranama knew what was going on. Trump's going to win 45 states, and he's going to get 50-plus percent of the vote this time around.
Wow. All right, man. Hey, I appreciate you calling in with that prediction. And we'll have to wait to see. We'll have to wait till November 4th to see if that happens. But, you know, there's something else that benefits Donald Trump by going to California and New Mexico. There's something else that benefits the Republican Party by setting up shop in those traditionally blue states. And it has to do with the down ballot elections for the House and the Congress. And speaking of which, we have Tommy Lahren coming up here in just a minute. Her beau, her boyfriend, her fiance, her soon-to-be hubby is running in one of those elections in California. We're going to see if they're getting any help from the Trump Organization. That's coming up next. Tommy Lahren on the Markay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
I've got to get Markay more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Markay.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
This is the Markay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
Markay, I don't want your cash. I want your co-host position.
I'll tell you what, you can have it if you bring in some tacos, maybe a little side of guacamole, a couple Corona, whatever. You know what? Yesterday was a National Guacamole Day, and nobody that works with me on the show thought to even bring in any guacamole. And I got to be honest with you, that's like, to me, that's, I almost pulled a Doug Marone and went over and yelled at them on the sideline because I thought to me, it's National Guacamole Day. Why is there no guacamole? And I also think that's one of the reasons why Donald Trump went to New Mexico yesterday. Because, you know, where else are you going to go on National Guacamole Day in the United States of America to get the best and the freshest guac you possibly can? 855-765-1045. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are very excited to welcome back our next guest. One of my favorite guests. One of the only person who will come back on the show more than one time. From Fox Nation, please give it up for the one and only Tommy Lahren. How are you, Tommy?
I'm doing well, and I got to say, as much as we have problems in California, we do have good guacamole. So yeah. I would say that we're better than New Mexico. I would have to challenge you on that one.
Whoa, you're throwing down the guac gauntlet? Come on, that's crazy.
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
We have a lot of homeless. We have a lot of illegal immigrants. We also have a lot of guac.
But the guacamole makes it all worthwhile. well, listen, first of all, how are you doing, man? We haven't talked in a couple of weeks. Of course, we did have a fake hurricane come through here, which ate up a lot of our programming. But you've been really busy, man. I see you all over Fox Nation. You're all over the Instagram, the debate. If you don't follow Tommy Lahren on Twitter during a debate, you're not even really, there's no reason to watch the debate.
Well, it's just really to see if I'm going to get in trouble or not,
yeah.
Because it always happens that I do something to get me in trouble. Usually it's just by telling the truth, but, you know, we're going to have a lot of fun in 2020, and I have a lot to say, so can never stop working.
Now, speaking of fun, I want to play this video that I saw on Twitter from this guy, Brandon Frick for Congress. You know this guy, right?
I do.
Yeah. Brandon is Tommy's fiance, and he announced that he's running for Congress. Listen to this. California's 33rd district.
California's 33rd district has a lot to offer. Whether you were born here or moved here, we all love this great place. We've all worked hard to call this home. Sadly, over the last 5 years, the cost of living has increased while the quality of life has decreased. We've had to say goodbye to friends, family, and local businesses. The sight of tents, trash, feces, and needles littering our public spaces has become ordinary. We must not only show compassion for the disadvantaged, but for the hardworking constituents who abide by the laws.
So
they're just trying to live their lives in the district that we all fell in love with.
Yeah, sorry, we're getting locked up on. So that's your fiance. He announced that he's running as an independent against Ted Lieu in California's 33rd district.
Absolutely. And, you know, the reason being is we have a choice. We could flee California like everybody else is doing. We could go to Texas. We could go to Florida. We could go to Tennessee. But then we realize that it's worth fighting for, and more conservatives need to stay in the places that they live, in the great states that they live, and they need to fight back. And so that's what Brandon decided to do. And, you know, I'm excited to be along for the ride, and I really think we need to take Ted Lieu out. I mean, if you look at Ted Lieu's Twitter feed, it is dedicated to Donald Trump. It is a shrine to Donald Trump. And that's embarrassing because California's 33rd district has a lot of problems and we need to fix them.
Yeah. And so he's so this is really interesting. Now, he's running as an independent. And what is his basic platform? Just cleaning up the area? Is it going to be bringing in? I mean, what's going to sway the vote his direction?
Well, first of all, he's running as an independent because although, you know, we have conservative values, I think everyone knows I have conservative values,
yeah.
And so does Brandon. The thing is we're in California. We understand the place that we live. We understand that that R, it can turn a lot of people off that don't even want to listen to the issues, but they just see that R in there, and they're so tainted by that they don't even want to listen to reason. So
yeah.
That's the reason for the I, and we also just believe that running as an independent is just a strong move because we've been, you know, failed in a long, large part by the Republicans in the state as well. So that's the I. But really, what Brandon wants to do, California is a test tube for the rest of the nation. Everything that they want to do at the national level, whether it be from the extreme environmental policies to the felon coddling policies, everything that they're doing at a national level or they want to do at a national level started here in California and failed here in California. So we don't need a representative to go to D.C. and say, look at everything we did in California that failed. Let's put it on all the other states. So that's what his message is. That's why he wants to go to D.C. and say, we tried these things. They didn't work. We need to do something else.
All right. So if he has to go to D.C., do you come with him? Are you then bi-coastal? I mean, you're pretty much bi-coastal now. You're in New York all the time. I mean, as the first lady of the 33rd district, that's going to be a huge job for you.
I have a lot of jobs.
Yeah.
Mark, you know this about me. I like to have a lot of jobs.
Yeah,
but luckily, you know, it's some people worry about being in the spotlight. I'm used to it. I'm also used to being demonized. So at this point, nothing's new to me.
I like what you said about staying in California and fighting for it, though, because, I mean, I imagine when, and I probably gave you a weird look, too, when you told me that you lived in California, because I remember you were in Texas for a while, and I know you're from, South Dakota originally. But do you get weird looks when people hear that you're from California, that you've chosen to live there?
Yeah, a lot of people think I live in New York, first of all, which
yeah.
I remind them is not better.
No, not at all.
It's just colder,
it's just
but you pay the same taxes and you have the same policies,
yep.
So not better. But yeah, you know, I think people are surprised to think that we should all just go to where it's safe. We should go back to South Dakota. We should go back to Texas.
Yeah.
We should just stay in the areas that are still conservative. But newsflash, those places are turning blue because everyone is fleeing from these states.
Yeah.
So we need to stay and we need to fight because if we don't, first of all, we're going to turn Texas blue. We don't need any more Californians going to Texas.
Yeah.
Although I wouldn't turn it blue, we still need to stay and fight here. And I think once the pendulum swings so far and it gets so bad, conservatives will realize that there is something worth fighting for and they'll start coming home and fighting for those things.
Tommy Lahren from Fox Nation joins us. Now, Donald Trump in the past 2 weeks has announced a campaign initiative in California. I think one of the first Republicans to really announce something that is an actual campaign presence on the ground in that state in decades. and also in New Mexico, where we saw him yesterday rally to turn that state red. What do you think he's seeing, or what is it about him that makes him think he's got a snowball's chance in either of these states? Or is there some other agenda item that we're not seeing, or that he's not publicizing behind these campaigns on the ground in those blue states?
Well, he knows what I know. It's worth fighting for. There are a lot of conservatives here. They might not feel that they can say that they're conservative. Everyone might not be shouting it from the rooftops here because they're scared, but there are a lot of conservatives. And there are a lot of conservatives that are sick of what's going on in this state. And a lot of conservatives, or even independents, or even some Democrats, who are looking at Donald Trump and saying, you know what? He's doing a lot of good things for the country. We wish we could feel even more of those great things in our states. But because we have such horrible leadership and such horrible liberal policies, we aren't even really able to live in the greatness that is Donald Trump and his administration. So he's right to come here. He's right to fight for a place like this. And also, I mean, he's been very outspoken about the fact that we're a sanctuary state. He's been outspoken about the fact that that's dangerous, not just for California, but for the rest of the nation. So a lot of things start not only in border states, but in big states. Good for him for coming and fighting for it.
Yeah. I think there's also a lot of down ballot measures and candidates that are going to get a big boost. And there may be potential, and you know this, especially with Brandon running now, there may be a potential for some big wins in the House and the Senate, and keeping that Senate strong because Donald Trump has a presence now in these states, right?
Oh, absolutely. And it just encourages those that are running as independents, those that are running as Republicans, to fight the good fight because they've got that steam of Donald Trump behind them. And Orange County used to be very, very conservative. And in this last election, we lost a lot of seats. It went pretty blue. And I think Donald Trump's seeing that, and he's saying it's unacceptable, and he knows he can help, and we appreciate it.
Tommy Lahren, how's Never Play Dead?
A Never Play Dead is never playing dead.
That's awesome. If you haven't got out and gotten her book yet, it's called Never Play Dead. It's available at bookstores anywhere. You can get it on Amazon and, of course, Fox Nation. What's coming up on Fox Nation that we need to tune in for?
Well, this week I have a new episode of No Interruption, and mm-hmm. I sat down last week with Andrew Pollack, and he's the father of Meadow Pollack. I'm sure you guys are all familiar in Florida, but father of a Parkland shooting victim. And he came out with a book last week, and he's been really hitting it hard trying to get the word out. He did an extensive investigation into what really happened in Parkland. Everyone thinks it's about gun control, and he's out there to remind people it's not about gun control. It's not about stripping away the rights of law-abiding Americans. He's looking at the school district. He's looking at the administrators. He's looking at Broward County and all the failures that happened that allowed that monster to rip through that school and to take so many lives. And he writes all about it, and he sits down with me on No Interruption, and we have an extended, uninterrupted interview that every parent and student really needs to see, because there's a lot of policies that are probably in your child's school that you're not aware of that could lead to the very same thing that happened in Parkland.
There you go. Tommy Lahren on Fox Nation, author, conservative speaker extraordinaire. I saw you're speaking at UNLV or something. Is that right?
Yes, that's my school. So I have to go back and make sure that it's still somewhat conservative. So I'm heading back to UNLV. And, who knows what I'll be met with, but it's always good to go back to where you went to school, and it's an honor for me. So that's my next stop.
Yeah, and it's always an honor for us to talk to you, too, and for you to take the time. We really appreciate it. Hey, give Brandon our best. Tell him we're all rooting for him. And check back in with us, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Tommy Lahren, everybody. Quick break. We got to get back. We got more of your uses for the New York Times now that you can no longer use it for news. 855-765-1045 or **1045. It's the Mark Kay Show. Quick break. We'll be right back on News 104.5 WOKV. Mark Kay Show. My name is Mark Kay. Thanks so much for joining us today, folks. We appreciate it. Man, where does the time go? You talk to a couple celebrities, you complain about football players, and then all of a sudden, boom, it's all gone. We were trying to log on to Fox Nation. We just realized we don't have, no one here has a Fox Nation account. And we're a Fox affiliate, so I don't know. That's kind of weird. I mean, you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to call Brian Kilmeade, and I'm going to, I should just ask Tommy. But anyway, we're gonna get one, and we're gonna check it out, because this Tommy Lahren stuff that they have going on is really, there's a lot of cool stuff on here too that I'm watching. They have a game show which Josh and I just played, and I destroyed him. Just kidding.
That's accurate.
That may or may not be fake news. Anyway, and speaking of fake news, we're trying to find ideas, and we were doing this right before Tommy called in. But the New York Times, Donald Trump says, look, they're done. R.I.P. He said they're dead, which after so many of these fake news stories that are coming out, and after so much of this really bad, irresponsible reporting more and more. The New York Times, they're not making a case for themselves or anyone else in the journalism world when it comes to these attacks on the president and on Justice Kavanaugh. This one that came out recently, totally out of left field. Like, all of a sudden, there's Justice Kavanaugh. He's been confirmed for like 6 months, been on the bench. There he is, writing, you know, reports and making his decisions and yada, yada. And all of a sudden, bam, the New York Times comes out with a new op-ed on a book, which, in my humble opinion, they're just trying to use this op-ed to sell books because, well, I'm cynical like that. And now they've had to backtrack and apologize, and they've got all of their friends in the liberal media saying, you guys did a dirty. Even the Washington Post is saying, hey, this is something we knew about. We had a similar story. We chose not to report it. So we're trying now, and we're going to go into this a little bit more tomorrow. Things that you can use the New York Times for instead of reading it for news, because that's probably the worst thing to do with it.
Hey, Mark K., you can use that New York Times newspaper to line the bottom of bird cages or just set it out for your pets to, you know, do their business on.
That is true, but I don't have any pets. Definitely not. The only birds in my house are, you know, deep fried and smothered in buffalo sauce. 855-765-1045.
Mark, you shouldn't have bought those two copies. Now they can report record sales.
Darn it. I'm going to push them. I'm going to make them popular. That was my mistake. You know what? I'm going to go return them after work.
Hey, Mark K., use the newspaper for a papier-mâché bust of Trump.
See, but that's just creepy. Eric from Edgewater. Hey, Eric, thanks so much for calling the Mark K. Show. How you doing?
Hey, Mark. Great show as usual.
Oh, thanks so much. I appreciate that.
I wanted to address that last caller that predicted a Trump landslide again. I think he's right. I think it's going to be better than he was, because out of all the organizations out there, I mean, Newsweek had to reprint 350,000 copies because they had Madam President on the cover. Who called it? The only organization to call it was Facebook. They predicted Trump with 310 electoral votes. Well, they missed by 4. Facebook sees every click, not just in the United States, every click in the world. They know what they're censoring. They see everybody's reply. I'm going to wait for Facebook because they don't know who the candidate on the Dem side is yet, but Facebook's going to call the winner. I won $50 because of Facebook.
Wow.
They missed it by 4. He's going to lose 2 states. He's going to lose Hawaii. And because of Gavin Newsom and the voter fraud out there, Hillary won the popular vote by like 3.5 million votes. Well, they're showing that 3.5 million more people voted than registered voters. So there's your 3.5 million votes. I think.
Yeah. All right, Eric. Sorry, we got to cut you off. We got to get out of here. But Facebook, I'm going to go there right now. I'm going to spend the next 4 hours on Facebook and try to figure out what's going on with the election in 2020. When we get back tomorrow, folks, it's Whatever You Want Wednesday. I can't believe it. Plus, I'm sure we'll have more on the Jalen Ramsey situation. Stay tuned. Traffic, weather, news. And Rush Limbaugh coming up next on News 104.5 WOKV.
You've worked hard for what you have. Your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly 1 in 4 consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.